This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The NCAA men's basketball tournament, known as March Madness, is down to the Final Four now after the Purdue Boilermakers beat Tennessee. Here's sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Boilermakers head coach Matt Painter can't wait.
To be able to get to a Final Four is a dream come true for me as a coach and for these guys as a players.
Same goes for Alabama head coach Nate Oates, whose Crimson Tide will be making their first ever Final Four appearance.
Man, I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys.
The national semifinals take place in Glendale, Arizona on Saturday night.
Chad Daybell will go on trial Monday in Idaho on charges of murdering three people, including two of his wife Lori Vallow Daybell's children. CBS News reporter Amanda Arden.
Chad and Lori were very involved in very wild beliefs about the end times. They were recruiting people to go and live in Rexburg, Idaho, where they believed that they would be safe and they would survive.
Fast food chains in California are facing some tough decisions as the state's minimum wage jumps to $20 an hour on Monday, says KCBS reporter Matt Bigler.
At this Subway restaurant, manager Ashish Bhattacharya says they'll have to charge more as a result of the state's new $20 minimum wage.
One sandwich is going to go over like $16, $17 for the foot long.
Other chains like Pizza Hut and Round Table have already laid off delivery drivers.
Things could have been a lot worse when Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. CBS's Nicole Skanga says the police officers who rushed to shut down the bridge before it was hit by a cargo ship are now being recognized.
Seconds before the Tuesday collapse, Maryland Transportation Department police officers calling on scanner traffic.
Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
Police union president Jim Krasinski.
Three officers from the Maryland Transportation Authority Police saved dozens of lives in an instant with their quick thinking.
Thousands of people will be on the grounds of the White House Monday for one of the most treasured events of the season, the annual Easter egg roll. CBS's Linda Kenyon says she's excited.
Dates back to 1878. That's when President Rutherford B. Hayes welcomed children to the White House grounds for egg rolling. John Philip Sousa even performed at the event in 1889. Now it's the president's own Marine Corps band. Several activities have been added to this iconic outing, like the modern spoon-wielding egg race.
American and Israeli officials will reportedly meet virtually Monday to discuss the Biden administration's suggested alternatives to an Israeli military invasion of Rafah. More than a million Palestinians are in the city near the Egyptian border after fleeing other areas of the Gaza Strip. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Peace groups say they're disappointed by the budget Congress passed for fiscal year 2024. It includes cuts to humanitarian aid and support for civilians caught in violent conflicts.
Any violent conflict that's making headlines today, there are UCP groups that are working and very effective, have access that other traditional aid groups don't, are equipping and protecting civilians that often go overlooked and disproportionately feel the effects of this violent conflict.
Megan Rogers is with the group Nonviolent Peace Force. Donald Trump supporters in southeast Wisconsin are trying again to get a recall election against Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Recall organizers filed the paperwork Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers conquer New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers completing a three-game sweep of the New York Mets with a 4-1 win Easter Sunday. Rookie Jackson Churio with an RBI double to get things started.
Churio towards right field. Back Marte. Still back. It's over his head and off the wall. Churio has an RBI double. It's 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Valley Sports Wisconsin. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Churio stepped up big time. He didn't know what you were going to get for sure. Quite frankly, his spring training was at times very unimpressive. But I think we learned something this weekend.
The home opener 3:10 tomorrow afternoon against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks in D.C. tomorrow night to face the Wizards after beating the Hawks in Atlanta 122-113. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 36 points.
We take him for granted. We really do. I thought he played as clean of a game as you can play.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies with rain tonight, a low around 37. More rain likely for Monday with a high of 45. Rain likely Monday night, 36 the low. Northeast winds over 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain again Tuesday with a high near 43. Rain and snow likely and windy for Wednesday.
Right now, 35.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program. Europe is starting to get serious about extremist violence and extremism in general. I find this absolutely fascinating. The largest political party right now in Germany is AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, which is almost Nazi. I mean, it's very, very far. It's sort of like MAGA right wing. And the government wants to cut off their funding. And they're talking about reclassifying them as an extremist group, which would have a big impact on their ability to function as a political party in Germany. In February, the German government announced a 13-point plan to, quote, use all instruments of rule of law to protect our democracy, which included freezing the bank accounts of extremist organizations and cutting their access to funding sources. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. An expert in security at the London School of Economics, Joseph Downing, said extreme political views are becoming more popular in part because of growing inequality and an erosion of living standards across Europe. Now, what would cause that? Neoliberal policies. Europe largely, I mean, you know, Reagan flipped the United States. First of all, Thatcher flipped England into neoliberalism in 1978. Reagan flipped the United States into neoliberalism in 1981. Many of the European countries, when Bill Clinton became president in 92 or 93, and Tony Blair became prime minister of England, and, you know, there were a number of other leaders of European countries. I don't recall the names of the specific leaders at that particular time in 92 of France and Germany and Italy and Greece, but they were all neoliberals. Everybody was adopting Milton Friedman's neoliberalism. I mean, Russia adopted it, right? I mean, we sent Chicago School guys over to Russia in the late 90s to teach them how to do neoliberalism. Well, neoliberalism, also known as Reaganism, in other words, you know, the rich don't pay any taxes. You let giant corporations become monopolies and don't worry about it. Everything's fine. You know, you try to cut back on the minimum wage. You try to destroy your labor unions. You open your borders to cheap imports from overseas. This is neoliberalism in a nutshell. And as the European countries have adopted this, I mean, back in the 80s, Louise and I lived in Germany for a little over a year, and pretty much everything in the stores was made in Germany. You know, the last time I was in Germany was a year or so ago, and you go into the stores now, and half the stuff there is made in China. Because Germany has been embracing neoliberalism. You know, there is still some fragments of trade protectionism left in Europe, but they're fragments. And so what neoliberalism always does is it makes the rich richer and it makes the average working person and the poor poorer. And so, gee, what a surprise. It's producing radicalism here. We've got this huge backlash that we call MAGA, which is, in my opinion, a backlash to neoliberalism. My last book, by the way, or the next to the last book in the Hidden History series, if you haven't read it, I strongly encourage you to, and you can find used copies, and you can find copies online and things. You don't have to buy it if you can't afford it. This is not a pitch to buy my book, but it's got really important information. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. And, you know, I've gone through this before on this program, so I'm not going to do it right now, but you know, the bottom line is that this shift to neoliberal policies or Reaganism policies or Thatcherism policies or austerity policies, they're all words that mean essentially the same thing, you know, has affected Europe as well as the United States, and it's produced this disaffected populace that is very vulnerable then to right-wing populist messages saying, you know, we're going to overthrow the system. Well, yeah, the system sucks when it's a neoliberal system. And you know, we've had our experience with that here in the United States. Even Bill Clinton and Barack Obama embraced neoliberalism. Jimmy Carter in the last year of his presidency was beginning to embrace it when he deregulated the travel and trucking industries. So now that we're looking back on it and seeing that neoliberalism failed, that its promises were BS, that all it did was make the rich richer and gut our manufacturing base and gut the middle class, you know, who used to get, you know, good union jobs from the manufacturing base and move all those assets. I mean, we made China rich. We made China great. Neoliberalism made China what it is today, you know, the second most powerful and wealthy country in the world. And, you know, you could even argue by intention. So anyhow, this article here in the Washington Post by Kate Brady and Carla Adam, it's titled Once Wary of Extremist Violence, Europe Now Fears Extremism in Politics. They write, in Britain, meanwhile, views on immigration that were once the sole province of the far right have now been adopted by the Conservative Party and made mainstream. Downing said that for years there was, quote, a kind of gentleman's agreement that the government wouldn't politicize immigration, which he says clearly broke down during the 2016 Brexit referendum. Well, you know, Brexit was a blowback to neoliberalism, and that Brexit referendum was in large part being driven by trolls from the Internet Research Agency, the IRA, out of St. Petersburg, Vladimir Putin's trolls. So, you know, surprise, surprise, right? That you know, all this has kind of reached this point. All righty, crazy alert for you. This is interesting. How people leveraged opportunity. I mean, if there's anybody on earth who is good at taking opportunity and turning it into cash, it's the Trump family. And now Lara Trump has been made head of the RNC, right, the Republican National Committee. She's the co-chair. And so what did she do? Well, it came out last night. And Sean, I'm going to play a little audio here out of my computer. It came out last night, and Lara Trump just released a single. This is her second. She just released a song, and, you know, you can find it on, you can just, you know, on her Twitter feed, actually, is what I'm looking at. And here she is, the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States. Not terrible. Not terrible. It's actually an upbeat song. You know, it's she says, I've had my ups and downs, cried when no one's around. Still, I got to put my game face on even when I'm not feeling strong. No matter how it seems, I won't trade a thing because all of it makes me who I am. I kind of like that. I think it's like, shouldn't you be running the Republican Party? But, you know, apparently becoming a star after Donald Trump goes down in flames in November is on Lara Trump's hit list. All righty, what's on your mind today? Tom in Los Angeles. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind? What's up?
Hey, Tom. First off, I want to remind everybody that we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
Amen.
Second, Tom, I want to write down this acronym. It's CHTR, which stands for Child Care, Health Care, Taxes, and Renter Mortgage. On the average, that's about $16,000 a year for a family of two, according to the statistics.
Well, how can they have child care if they only have a family of two? Or do you mean a single parent with a child?
No, I'm saying two children.
Two children, okay. So a family of four.
Yeah. a family of four. I'm sorry. Gay man here. I don't have children.
Got it. No, I got it.
But anyway, that's more than $20 an hour that person needs to make an hour in order to actually make it.
Yeah.
So we should be and that's before you get into the college loans. That's before you get into food. That's before you get in. So we should be asking our politicians very simply, what do you expect people to do? How are we supposed to expect people to make it when those are four huge indices in terms of like food, clothing, and shelter that a human being needs? Right. That's number one. Number two, Tom, isn't it true that if the Republicans really don't want big government, so to speak, or don't want we the people running things, that maybe they ought to stop destroying government to the point where we actually need more government?
Yeah.
So it's their actual policies that actually make it so we're supposed to have more government.
Yeah. Now, they've got this.
When nobody has any money, someone's got to come and help the people out. Who's going to help the people out? We, the people, government.
Yeah, well, they have this fantasy world that they've created. Again, you know, the Republicans are still promoting neoliberalism.
So, yeah, and authoritarianism.
Yeah.
And the serfs versus the, you know, the aristocrats.
Yeah,
so I understand that. But I'm saying in order for it to actually work in the world, we got to have, you know, maybe a three-class system or whatever it might be, but our person, the poor moving up into the middle class.
Yeah.
And it works from the bottom up, not
from
the top.
You're absolutely right. And social mobility now is lower than it has been at any time since the 1930s in the United States. And it's because of neoliberalism. Tom, I got to run, but thank you. Excellent points all.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10.
This
on
is the show.
5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAEK.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Make better sleep a health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what is up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. One small point before I get to my main one. Whenever you're in a modern, recently constructed building in this country, if you look around a bit, it's not hard to see how much fire prevention and fire suppression equipment is there, not just the smoke detectors and the sprinklers, but carbon monoxide detectors, fire extinguishers, hose arrays in cabinets in the walls, standpipe connections, heat detectors. It goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering about that building that was attacked in Russia, why it was such a catastrophic fire and collapse.
The theater?
If they didn't have basic fire suppression and detection systems. I mean, there was the guys threw... There were four of them, so maybe two Molotov cocktails apiece. I mean, water makes a liquid flammable fire spread, but that gasoline would have burned up pretty quick, and then a sprinkler system would have put out the fires, and yet the whole place went up in flames and the roof collapsed, and this is consistent with the stories we've been hearing about the equipment of the Russian army, how it breaks down, it's poorly maintained. There have been building collapses in Russia.
Yeah,
you know, the real enemy of the Russian people is Putin and his cronies who cut corners on everything to enrich themselves. And all those people died, I think, because of their greed and incompetence.
I'm guessing it was an old theater that certainly wasn't maintained to American fire standards, you know, given how quickly it went up. It looks like there was no fire suppression equipment there at all.
You know, my understanding of the stories I could easily be wrong, is that is a modern, recently constructed building.
Huh.
So, you know, I'm glad I live in the good old USA and in the Chicago and the Great Lakes region in the boring Midwest, because things get done right here.
There you go.
But what I really wanted to talk about was something you discussed at length earlier in the week about the decline and fall of a once great American corporation, namely Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little reluctant to mention another radio network in this regard, but last Sunday's weekend edition on NPR Sunday morning had an excellent segment on the decline of Boeing that touched all the bases. And if anybody just wants to get a basic grounding on how Boeing came to where it is now, you can just go to the weekend edition site. It's not a real long read, and there's also a 5-minute audio if you want to listen to it.
There's also a good in-depth piece on either the Washington Post or the New York Times this week. It just went up yesterday about Boeing and how they, you know, when they started cutting corners and why.
Because I've lived and worked in Chicago all my life, the subject of Boeing was a big deal here, that they moved their headquarters from Seattle to Chicago, and everybody wanted to know why. It seemed strange.
Right.
I am acquainted with a couple of people who worked in the Boeing headquarters, not high-ranking executives, you know, just middle to lower management, but honest people who from time to time would relate some of the things that they saw and heard that alarmed them. And, of course, the Chicago press covered what was going on at Boeing in great detail. But I guess the key thing was, unfortunately, a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, really put pressure through the Defense Department for defense companies to merge because, well, the Cold War was over. And piling McDonnell Douglas and Boeing together, two vastly different corporate cultures, was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
The culture at McDonnell Douglas was much more hard-nosed, brass-knuckled, and aggressive than the engineer and designer and technician culture at Boeing. And it only took a few years for the McDonnell Douglas people to gain primacy. And then they started bringing in Jack Welch acolytes. And as you mentioned, the MBAs, the CPAs, the number crunchers. And part of the move from Seattle to Chicago was to have the top executive ranks in a centrally located place where they could easily go to Washington, down to McDonnell Douglas, old stomping grounds in St. Louis, or to Wichita and Seattle, and to be near all the big banks, foreign and domestic here. But now they've taken it a step further and moved the corporate headquarters to Arlington, Virginia, where they're just a short car ride away from everybody they have to lobby.
Right.
And there, it's even worse now.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. George, thank you. It really is a tragic story, and it's led to many deaths, which is the real tragedy.
You're
George,
listening
thank
to
you.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls on the other side of this break.
Whether you're walking down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. March Madness is almost over, says sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
The men's Final Four is officially set. It'll be defending champion UConn taking on Alabama and Purdue tipping off against NC State.
Chad Daybell goes on trial on 3 counts of murder in Idaho on Monday. Here's CBS's Amanda Arden.
Two of those people are the children of his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, and the third murder is Chad's previous wife, Tammy Daybell.
Chad and Lori Daybell share Mormon-influenced doomsday beliefs. The minimum wage for fast food workers is increasing to $20 an hour on Monday, says KCBS reporter Matt Bigler in California.
Fast food workers like Romy Cruz say the $4 an hour pay increase will help
pagar renta para comida,
pay the rent and buy food. Fast food chains with 60 or more locations nationwide are required to meet the wage increase.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $149 million from the Inflation Reduction Act to help Wisconsin homeowners take steps to save energy. Homeowners can get up to a 30% tax credit for doing things like installing new windows or better insulation. Some people in Wisconsin are not aware they qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Gina Williams of United Healthcare says a dual-eligible special needs plan is a more comprehensive package for people who need more help.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs, and then everyday needs.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual-eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies with rain tonight, a low around 37. More rain likely for Monday with a high of 45. Rain likely Monday night, 36 the low. Northeast winds over 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain again Tuesday with a high near 43. Rain and snow likely and windy for Wednesday.
Right now, 35.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs, Blue and Chewy, and why you should with your dog, too. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the top five ingredients on the label, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls on this Anything Goes weekend. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, happy Good Friday.
Thank you. Back at you. Yeah, it is Good Friday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. And something good, my mom passed away a year ago, just before Easter here, and a good thing she did was got my dad to take us to Washington, D.C. back when I was 9. And, I really opened my eyes to a lot of things in the Smithsonian's, and I skateboarded around to the Capitol and met Hubert Humphrey. He got out of the car.
Wow, how about that?
Shook his hand.
Yeah.
And he was amazed that I was by myself on a skateboard. But anyway, it's a good place to skateboard, a lot of cement.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, so that was a good thing. And the bad part, I'm thinking good, bad, and ugly. All these people, all these comedians talking about Biden's age being 81. All these young kids got to remember those Benjamins, those $100 bills. He was 81 when he signed the, the Declaration of Independence. And Benjamin Franklin. Mm-hmm. And then the ugly I wanted to talk about was Netanyahu. There was three women for 3 months before October 7th. IDF women were undercover working in Gaza, and they were warning that the Gazans were practicing something. You know, the Palestinians were practicing stuff, the Hamas.
Yeah.
They were undercover for the IDF, and they didn't listen to them. And you can look that up on the internet with
the Russians reached out to Netanyahu. The Americans reached out to Netanyahu and said an attack is coming. And Netanyahu said, attack? That might help me politically. I don't know that he said that, but it certainly looks like that. That's what he said.
That man is so evil. He has been.
He's an opportunist. He did the same thing George W. Bush did. George W. Bush, his popularity ratings were in the tank, in the 6 months after he was elected, because everybody's, they knew that the Supreme Court put him in there, and the word was starting to leak out of Florida that he actually didn't win in Florida. He was having all kinds of problems. He was very, very unpopular. 9/11 happened, and suddenly he's the most popular man in the world. He's stepping up. So. Having your country be attacked can be a real help for the leader of the country, particularly when they're in trouble.
Yeah, Tom, when you mentioned the liberal thing with that thing you played of Kennedy, George Herbert Walker Bush, don't you remember when he'd take the fingers and do the L on his forehead and go, liberal, loser? Mm-hmm. Don't you remember when he did that when he was running for president?
Yeah.
That guy. And then he was the CIA director, and he wouldn't tell Jimmy Carter the stuff about UPAs, or what do they call them, UFOs?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let Jimmy Carter know about it when he was the CIA director.
Oh, that's
so Jimmy fired him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Oh. It really is.
But anyway, the kids have got to get out there. Beyonce has got to get her people, and take the heat off of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton, tell people to vote.
I think you're going to see this. I think you're going to see those kind of things. I don't know, which of any of those people might specifically come out and endorse Biden, but I think that all of them are possibilities. But I don't think we're going to see that until after Labor Day or Memorial Day or whatever. Well, Labor Day, right? Yeah.
Willie Nelson is having a 4th of July, and he took it out of Texas and is having it in New Cayman, New Jersey, I think.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep. Willie and Bob Dylan's going to be there.
Whoa.
And they did Farm Aid.
That would be a gig I'd love to see. Wow.
Well, okay. It's happening. I think tickets went on sale yesterday or two.
Sounds like a plan. Hunter, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and thanks for all the information. It's good talking to you. Craig in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First time caller.
Well, thank you.
I mentioned so the big picture was where I first learned about you.
Mm-hmm.
And today I just have a slight disagreement with you on Thomas Paine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like whenever you bring his name up, you say he's an atheist. But from what I know, he was a deist, and he talked about deism in his book, The Age of Reason. He said stuff like the true deist has but one deity, and his religion consists in contemplating the power, wisdom of the deity in his works, and endeavoring to imitate him in everything moral, scientifical, and mechanical.
Oh, interesting.
And he also said, I believe in one God and no more, and I hope for happiness beyond this life. So I'm a big fan.
Are you sure those are accurate quotes of Thomas Paine from that book?
I have the book right in front of me.
Okay.
And
all right, I'll believe you then. I'll believe you.
Yeah, and if you do a Google search and just put in, was Thomas Paine an atheist? Everything that comes up will say he was a deist, and people misinterpret him they think he's an atheist because of what he wrote in The Age of Reason against Christianity in the Bible.
Yeah, so I just plugged it into Google, and it says Paine's deism, the belief in God, but the eschewing of organized religion is often erroneously confused with atheism. Okay. Well, thank you for correcting me, Craig. It's been, I'm not sure that I ever even read Age of Reason. I've read Agrarian Justice and I've read Common Sense, but I'm familiar with Age of Reason. I have a copy of it at home, but I can't claim for sure that I actually read it. My reading stuff was 30
really
years
enlightening.
Ago.
It's really enlightening. You should put that on your to-do list.
Yeah. But he was, at the time, there was this huge religious revival in America during Jefferson and Madison's presidencies, the early 1800s. And because of that book, The Age of Reason, only six or seven people showed up for his funeral. He was ostracized at that point because people believed him to be an atheist. So.
Well, no, I think because of how he attacked Christianity and the Bible in the book, The Age of Reason.
Okay. Well, I guess the effect is the same. Okay. Your response is far more nuanced. I appreciate that. Craig, thank you. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. I'll recalibrate my comments. Sarge, in Yakutsk, Oregon? Or is it Yakutsk?
Hi, Tom. I've got you on a speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Just fine. As long as you keep the microphone close to your mouth, I can't tell the difference.
Okay, very good. It's pronounced Yahats.
Yahats. Okay, thank you very much.
But it's spelled like Yachats.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
I moved here to be close to the ocean because I've always had a fondness for the Pacific, and I know that you're a relatively new Oregonian yourself, and all things considered. I moved here from Idaho. I'm a native Idahoan, but the politics in Idaho just got way too extreme for any sensible person to tolerate.
Yeah.
Of course, those radical politics attract the rich and from other states that go there and can afford the overpriced housing. But that's not why I called. The reason I called, first of all, I was watching a YouTube video featuring Steve Schmidt, whom I was one of the early voices on MSNBC that was so eloquently Republican and conservative and anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And so I've listened to him.
For people listening, he was also the guy who ran John McCain's campaign.
Correct.
Very smart guy and a long pedigree as a Republican. Go ahead.
And also a founder of the Lincoln Project.
Correct.
One of the founders.
A co-founder. Yeah.
Co-founder. He said something that because the Lincoln Project is still doing some excellent work, but he called it another mechanism for grift. In that 83 cents out of every dollar that goes to the Lincoln Project goes into the pockets of three individuals. And it rather unended me because I do like the work that they do. Mm-hmm. And I do like Steve Schmidt. And I wondered if I could get your take on that. Also, I wanted to mention Move to Amend movement, of which I have been a longtime supporter, and I believe you are too.
Yeah, have been. I haven't sent them anything in a couple of years, but you know I'm a supporter in spirit, if not in money.
I still send them a few pennies once in a while, but yeah. What's your take on what Schmidt said about Lincoln Project? If you have any insight on that,
you know I don't. I remember when the group kind of melted down because one of the co-founders was a sexual predator of some kind. In fact, maybe even a gay sexual mm-hmm. predator, or was accused of being a sexual predator. And mm-hmm. There was a lot of finger pointing and stuff, and it almost died. Frankly, I don't know. Let's assume that Steve Schmidt is right, that 80% of the revenue is going to the three founders. If the three founders are working full time, if this is now their job and they're paying themselves, $100,000 to $150,000 a year each, which is on the mm-hmm. low end of what a political consultant in D.C. makes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it takes to produce the kind of really high quality stuff that they've been producing. And then once you get it on mm-hmm. the internet, it takes on a life of its own. I don't have a problem with that.
You know, that's a reasonable take on that. And I'm going to assume that you're correct, especially on the $150,000 to $200,000. It is a low.
I don't know exactly how much they're paying themselves. So let me put that out there. I mean, if they're paying themselves $1 million a year, then hey, it is a grift. But I think if they were paying themselves a genuinely absurd amount of money, that would be in the headlines too.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention one other thing. I've been very fortunate to, in my lifetime, to have called in and made contact with a few people, one of whom was Larry King, and I had a chance to talk to him one time about UFOs. And I also had a very lucky streak in contacting Talk of the Nation, which used to be an NPR program that was mm-hmm. really good.
Much like
this format that you have on Fridays, mm-hmm. where they take all calls. And during that, the reign of that show on NPR, I got to speak with Jimmy Carter when I asked him about whether or not he thought that the hostages were held specifically to influence the outcome of the election that he lost. And he was very gracious and said, no, he didn't think that there was any conspiracy to do that.
Yeah, he changed his tune in his later life, by the way, on that.
I think so.
As the evidence
came out. I think it's correct to do that. And the other person I got a chance to speak to was John Glenn, whom I very much admired. But it's also a great opportunity to talk to you. Thank you for giving me that chance.
My pleasure, Sarge. So, thanks a lot for the call. And great to hear from you.
You betcha.
There in Yakuts.
Yahats.
Yahats. Sorry. Okay, you got it. Thanks, Sarge.
Thanks, brother.
Good talking to you. 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a few minutes.
Keep it your home of the Wisconsin and Grimm Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10.
This on is the show.
540 AM and 101.1 FM WAEK.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bookstores now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority this year. Just go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. CozyEarth.com. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Kim in Santa Rosa. Hey, Kim, what's on your mind today? Kim, watching Free Speech TV in Santa Rosa, California. Going once.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay,
sorry.
There you go.
I had put it on mute.
I understand.
I wanted to mention something to the young man who called earlier about teaching his son mm-hmm. about critical thinking, mm-hmm. and I wanted to let him know that David Pakman has written 3 books called Adventures in Thinking series, and the first one is Think Like a Detective, A Kid's Guide to Critical Thinking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the second book he wrote is Think Like a Scientist, A Kid's Guide to Scientific Thinking. And I guess this one was just released this month, and this one I'm going to get for my niece. It's Think Like a Voter, A Kid's Guide to Shaping Our Country's Future.
Wow. Do you know what ages those books are targeted to?
Yeah, the first two, the detective one and the scientific one, are ages 5 and up. Wow. The voter one is ages 6 to 12 years.
Cool. I'm going to have to get those books for my grandkids. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that reminder, Kim. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
No worries.
Thank you. Howard in Seattle. Hey, Howard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's great to be on your show. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Just a disclaimer, I'm a little nervous. And can you hear me okay? I'm on
speaker. Yeah, I hear you fine, Howard. Just keep your mouth close to the microphone and all will be good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I guess what I am going to say or want to say is, oh, by the way, thanks for the little segment about the piano. I'm kind of a longtime piano player, but I haven't played, very consistently. So I agree with that. Anyway, my point was, I'm kind of making a tribute to someone that's close to me that passed recently. Mm-hmm. And they spent a lot of their life looking at patterns and eclipses. Yeah.
Howard, I'm sorry, I'm out of time here. Call back next week and we'll revisit this conversation, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Howard. My apologies. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Patterson, Mark Thoman, Martha Salinas, Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the folks who work on this program. And you, thank you for being with us all this week. We'll be back on Monday. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll catch up with you on the other side of the weekend. Have a great one. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, we talked to a Wisconsinite who says he will no longer support the former president, and we learn what we can do to help the monarchs. Join us.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people have died in a shooting in Dublin, Georgia. WMAZ-TV.